This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, folks, and welcome back to episode 6 of Ready, Steady, Vote, the show that Masterton District Council is bringing to the people of Masterton to get us ready to vote in the local elections, which are just around the corner. My name is Bella. And I don't have a guest in the studio this week. Instead, my guest will be all of our candidates. So this year, we gave our candidates the opportunity to film a short video where they would answer the questions, what are your top priorities, why are you the right person for the role, and what are the biggest challenges facing Masterton? So these videos are now live. They're on our YouTube channel and on our website. They're around 90 seconds long, and the intention is to give the people of Masterton more of an opportunity to get to know their candidates, understand who they're voting for, and hopefully get in touch with these candidates. Their contact details are all available, so you can, you know, ask them your questions, ask them their positions on different things. And use this as a jumping off point, I guess, to feel more prepared when your voting papers arrive in the mail from Tuesday next week. So what I'll be doing is playing the videos. We'll start with the mayoralty and we'll play them back to back, and we'll take a little break in between each section. And I will bring you some more information about how you can make sure you are ready to vote, where you can vote, and some of the important dates to keep in mind. So we will start now with our mayoral candidates, and I will flick the camera off and we will put them up on the screen for those who are watching on Wairarapa Upper TV or watching this video on the Arrow program. For those who are listening at home, you will be able to hear the candidates speak, and in the spaces where you might hear a little bit of dead air, that is where we have a little title card in the video that tells you which question is coming next. So those questions again were, what are your top priorities? Why are you right for the role? And the third question is, what are the biggest challenges facing Masterton? So we will get started with our mayoral candidates. Now, the thing to remember is that everybody votes for the mayor, no matter which role you're on, whether that's the general role or the Māori role, everyone will vote for the mayor. So let's get started.
My name is Craig Bowyer. I am standing for Mayor of Marston and for Council in the General Ward of Marston District for this upcoming election. My top priorities are providing better core services and ensuring rates are held at an affordable level, along with progressing large raw water storage on land already owned by Council. Amalgamation of the three Wairarapa Councils needs to be back on the table, along with a unitary authority, so we decide our future, not Greater Wellington Regional Council. We need to work alongside developers, urban and rural business owners to turn not only the town centre into a vibrant, bustling area, but to promote and grow all the district and region into a prosperous, thriving community. I am the person to lead this. With one term on council and over 25 years of business experience, I've built on these learnings by completing the Institute of Directors Company Directors course, become an accredited Resource Management Act Commissioner, while also sitting on the Combined District Plan Hearings Panel. All of these have given me insight into the issues that stop good governance. I believe one of the biggest challenges ahead is balancing the needs and wants of our community. When hard decisions are to be made, these need to be communicated clearly so that the people understand the why behind them. For better decision making, vote Bowyer. Vote for better times ahead. Thank you.
Kia ora, ko Wairaka Collings tōku ingoa, and I'm standing for Mayor in the Whakaoriori Māori Ward. One of my top priorities is the retention of the Māori Ward as a matter of partnership through Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Beyond that, we need sharp new vision. We are living in challenging times and we feel the pinch of poor historical decisions. That type of decision making needs to stop. We need bold, future-focused leadership that embraces digital innovation, harnesses the power of AI to strengthen our connectability. Next, we need to grow our people through education, internships, employment, and give our young people a reason to stay. To do that, we need big business, and our town must be ready for investment. And tourism that uses marae to host manuhiri, promote our kapahaka industry, beautiful beaches and farmlands. I see a thriving town and remote working hub so our people choose to stay and work here while enjoying free town Wi-Fi with leadership who checks in and follows up. I am fresh and sharp with the added benefit of bicultural lived experience. This is absolutely the game change we need. I am a mum of 5 children focused on the future. A daughter of an ageing mother focused on kaumātua and elderly, and I am the median age of all our people, so I am perfectly positioned at the heart of our town. I will create intergenerational prosperity and growth. Partner with me and let's transform together.
Kia ora, I'm Stella Lennox and I'm standing for Mayor and Council at Large Ward. As Mayor, my first priority will be bringing the new council together as a strong, cohesive team. The early weeks set the tone for the next 3 years, so we must build trust, clarity and a shared purpose from the start. I'll ensure we set a clear vision for Masterton, agree on priorities and make sure every councillor knows their role. A united council means better decisions, stronger advocacy and faster results. We need to focus on smarter spending and revenue growth by finding efficiencies and investigating investment opportunities for our ratepayers. We need to keep the foot on the pedal around water storage and resilience. This is imperative for our district's sustainability and growth. And looking at fair eroding rates for rural ratepayers, especially in high impact areas like forestry. Whilst working towards a unified region is a conversation we need to have early in the new term with our neighbouring councils. Look, I'm a proven doer with business ownership and experience in construction, marketing and management. I've skills and experience for the job. I've led high performing teams and a very successful board at Lakeview School. And as a current elected councillor, I'm ready to get stuck in. I bring fresh energy, practical experience and a track record of delivering results. Water resilience and rates affordability, yes, they are big, I get it, but who represents our community around the table is just as big. We need a diverse, progressive council with varied skills and experience, so please, get out and vote this election.
Hi, my name is Bex Johnson. I'm standing for the Mayoralty and General Ward for Masterton District Council. My top priorities are improving and developing our infrastructure to support growth, enhancing and maintaining our community spaces and places, improving our water storage and water resilience, and supporting economic development to attract more people to Masterton. As a 3-term councillor and current deputy mayor, I bring expertise, experience and energy to the table. My strong and positive working relationships with our community and Masterton District Council staff and stakeholders positions me to lead Masterton positively from day one. I can hit the ground running and keep the momentum going. The biggest challenge for Masterton is to grow our economy. To ease the financial burden on our residents and ratepayers, we need more residents, more visitors and more business investment. By growing our economy, we will improve the lives of our community. Council needs to roll out the red carpet, not the red tape, to get more people moving to Masterton and to get Masterton moving. Hi, my name is...
Okay, so those are our candidates for the mayoralty. What you will notice as we watch the following videos, that these videos will appear again because each of our mayoral candidates are also standing in one of our wards, so either the general ward, at large, or the Māori ward. So you will see those videos again. In those wards, if whoever wins the mayoralty moves out of that category and into the mayoralty position, so whoever is next with the most votes in that list will then take their spot and be elected to council. So now we will go and take a look at who is standing in our general ward. Now, people will vote for the general ward. These are the people who are on the general roll. So if you are on the Māori electoral roll, you will not be able to vote for these people.
My name is Craig Bowyer.
Okay. One moment.
I am standing for Mayor of Marsden and for Council in the General Ward of Marsden District for this upcoming election. My top priorities are providing better core services and ensuring rates are held at an affordable level, along with progressing large raw water storage on land already owned by Council. Amalgamation of the three Wairarapa councils needs to be back on the table, along with a unitary authority, so we decide our future, not Greater Wellington Regional Council. We need to work alongside developers, urban and rural business owners to turn not only the town centre into a vibrant, bustling area, but to promote and grow all the district and region into a prosperous, thriving community. I am the person to lead this. With one term on council and over 25 years of business experience, I've built on these learnings by completing the Institute of Directors Company Directors course, become an accredited Resource Management Act Commissioner, while also sitting on the Combined District Plan Hearings Panel. All of these have given me insight into the issues that stop good governance. I believe one of the biggest challenges ahead is balancing the needs and wants of our community. When hard decisions are to be made, these need to be communicated clearly so that the people understand the why behind them. For better decision making, vote Bowyer. Vote for better times ahead. Thank you.
I'm Gary Cuffell and I'm standing as a councillor in the General Ward. Establishing policies which recognise the rapid growth of our population base, while always being mindful of keeping costs to manageable proportions. Standing still is not an option for me. I would also like to see a serious conversation on amalgamation with our neighbouring councils. The experience of five terms on council, the last 3 years as Mayor, will be crucial as we deal with government reforms under Local Water Done Well and the Resource Management Act. These are complex, complicated pieces of legislation which will require the bold leadership which comes from experience. Having an increasing population is great, but it does provide challenges when it comes to providing essential services, and we need to make sure we have strategies in place which will enable us to cope well with that growth.
I'm Brent Goodwin and I'm standing for the General Ward. Minimising unnecessary and excessive rates increases. I strive for council to do better with the basics. Water, roads, footpaths. Too much council effort and money is spent on nice-to-haves at the expense of the basics. I concentrate on the essentials and I'm not shy in attacking what I perceive to be frivolous or unnecessary expenses. In the near future, much higher water bills are going to impact on our lower valued housing. We're underspending significantly on our roads and footpaths, somewhere between $1.5 and $5 million per year. Amalgamation talks are looming. It's not the time to be trying to spend $25 million on a town hall when there's one 15 minutes down the road. It's also not the time to be looking at expanding Waiata House for the staff. Both local waters done well and amalgamation should lead to less staff requirements. These are Masterton's challenges. Mine are getting the majority of the councillors who agree with some of these positions. We need more leadership and less cheerleaders.
My name's Rob Harvey. I'm standing for the Masterton District Council General Ward. I run a service and retail business here at Masterton. Every day I deal with unique problems, work out practical solutions, lead a team to get the job done, and explain to customers why our approach is the best value for them. That's what council work should be, solving problems efficiently, communicating honestly. My top priority is making sure council delivers core services for the best value and keep rate rises from outstripping household incomes. We must spend wisely, focus on essentials, and keep ratepayer money circulating in our local economy. I'm not here because I want a political career. I'm here because I believe council works best when the community is involved and feels a sense of responsibility for our shared future. The biggest challenge facing Masterton is a council that doesn't always meet its core responsibilities. And that's something we can fix. If we get the basics right, support local business, we strengthen the whole community, close the gap between the have and the have-nots, and make Masterton a place where everyone has a stake in our shared success.
I'm AJ Rhea Jackson, standing for Masterton District Council General Ward, because I care deeply about the people in this place we call home. My three key priorities are smart spending, growing revenue and building strong communities. Smart spending means I'll ask the tough questions to ensure value for money for our ratepayers and our community, prioritising what works and focusing on long-term value. Growing revenue, enhancing strategic partnerships, unlocking new funding streams and supporting local business to build a resilient local economy. And building communities means investing in spaces, places and initiatives that create healthy, connected and happy communities. What I bring leadership, advocacy and heart. I'm proud to have worked in local government. I've seen firsthand how the system works, how decisions are made and how we can work better. That's why I'm standing for this election. I bring real-world experience, practical solutions and a fresh perspective to the table. I know how councils operate and I know how to get things done. I care deeply about this community and I'm committed to representing your voice around the decision-making table. If you want someone who understands the system and is ready to improve it, someone who leads with purpose and heart, I'd be honoured to receive your vote. Ngā mihi nui, AJ.
Hi, my name is Bex Johnson. I'm standing for the Mayoralty and General Ward for Masterton District Council. My top priorities are improving and developing our infrastructure to support growth, enhancing and maintaining our community spaces and places, improving our water storage and water resilience, and supporting economic development to attract more people to Masterton. As a three-term councillor and current deputy mayor, I bring expertise, experience and energy to the table. My strong and positive working relationships with our community and Masterton District Council staff and stakeholders positions me to lead Masterton positively from day one. I can hit the ground running and keep the momentum going. The biggest challenge for Masterton is to grow our economy. To ease the financial burden on our residents and ratepayers, we need more residents, more visitors and more business investment. By growing our economy, we will improve the lives of our community. Council needs to roll out the red carpet, not the red tape, to get more people moving to Masterton and to get Masterton moving.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Gail Marshall Takawingoa. I'm standing in this election to bring a fresh and Christian voice to the council. Focus areas for me are mental health and addiction issues, caring for the elderly, ethnic group consultation, our local education system, protection of our unique environment, the high rates and rental costs, small business issues, and local groups who raise money for charity. As a local principal for 20 years, I've developed effective management skills and an understanding of governance. As a member of Murray Lands Trust, and through teaching, I understand the values of Te Tiriti o Waitangi and how the partnership affects all of us. I have the experiences to represent a wide range of people in our community. I'm not afraid to participate in difficult conversations and to be accountable for any decisions made. I am future-focused and will actively seek opportunities to enhance the economic growth of our community.
Kia ora, I'm Henriette Nahal, standing for Masterton General Ward. I've called Wairarapa home since 2014, and as a mother of two born here, I'm passionate about helping families, immigrant communities, to thrive. Supporting working families by creating better job opportunities and fostering local growth. Championing migrant communities and ensuring Masterton is a welcoming home for all. Creating opportunities for our youth to succeed and helping families thrive. I bring over 10 years of experience in project, program and portfolio management, working across both local councils and central government. This has given me a deep understanding of how decisions impact our communities and how to deliver projects that truly benefit residents. Combined with my experience in local charities, schools and community initiatives, I'm ready to use my experience, insight and dedication to make Masterton stronger. The biggest challenge for Masterton is supporting families and our community through rising costs, including rates. While the economy is tough, we need smart, responsible council spending without adding more financial pressure. My focus is making sure Masterton grows, but we protect our people at the same time.
Kia ora, I'm Tim Nelson and I'm standing for election in the General Ward. It has been a privilege to serve as a Masterton District Councillor over the past two terms, 6 years representing our community with honesty, transparency and a clear focus on what matters most for Masterton's future. My top priorities are protecting ratepayer money and ensuring every dollar is spent wisely, investing in essential infrastructure, our roads, water and public spaces. Over my time on council, I've championed key infrastructure projects and led solutions to long-standing issues like Coburn Street. I've also worked hard to protect their heritage, and while I'm deeply disappointed I was not successful in saving the town hall from demolition, I remain committed to safeguarding what makes Masterton unique. I've stood up for common sense, challenged unnecessary spending, and asked the hard questions when it mattered most. What I'm setting out here is not empty campaign promises. It's a proven, consistent approach that I've taken for the past 6 years, and the same one that I'll continue if I'm re-elected. Our greatest challenge is balancing ambition with affordability. We all want a thriving, vibrant town, but that requires smart, sustainable choices that avoid burdening residents with unnecessary debt or projects that don't deliver real value. As guardians of ratepayer funds, we must make every dollar count, investing in what truly matters now and for generations to come.
I'm Lynn Riley, and I'm standing for Masterton District Council General Ward. I'm standing to restore respect, deliver real accountability, and bring back common sense to council. My priorities are clear. Fix core infrastructure. control excessive rate increases, end wasteful spending, and demand transparency and value for money. It's time to put ratepayers first, with respect, not debt. I bring decades of real-world leadership from government and over a decade as a small business owner. I'm president of the Masterton Ratepayer and Residents Association and board secretary of Age Concern Wairarapa. I come with a proven record in governance and advocacy work for our community. As a proud Wairarapa College old girl and hands-on grandmother, I know how tough things are out there right now. Rates are skyrocketing, substantial water charges are looming, and families and businesses are under real financial pressure. People are losing trust in council, and I want to restore that trust. Our biggest challenge is that Masterton needs to evolve. So this doesn't mean putting the handbrake on. It means steering responsibly and with purpose. It's about doing better with what we have, working smarter, not spending more. If you want real change, vote for Lynn Riley. Respect for your voice, your values, and most of all, your money.
And those are our candidates in the general ward. As I said, if you're on the general roll, you will be able to vote for them. We will now take a look at the at-large ward. This is a ward where everyone will vote. And I will just bring them up.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Now.
Hi, I'm Jamie Falloone, a farmer from Bitterford. I'm standing for Masterton District Council for a place around the table of council at large. I'm standing because there is a lack of financial accountability and expertise around the council table. Masterton has had a 25% rate increase over the last 3 years. This is way too high, and I don't accept they have tried hard enough to reduce this. I will make rates affordable by asking the tough questions of staff around expenditure and focusing on areas of wasteful spending, which we've all seen examples of. Masterton must get more from less rates and find practical savings that make Masterton an affordable place to live in and a great place to come to. I'm the right person for the role of councillor. I run a farming business and have been a board member of multiple boards, so I understand financials and governance and how to focus on reducing costs and making money, how to run a balanced budget rather than just spending and borrowing more. I have experience with roading, water policy and bad government regulation, and I'm not afraid to say no, this is not good enough, come back with something more practical and affordable. The biggest challenge facing Masterton is out-of-control spending and a lack of focus on rates affordability. We don't need to cap rates increases, we need to reduce rates. Local Water Done Well is a good example, a rush process that will add more cost to water users and ratepayers without taking a pause and saying, we can't afford this. A flip-flop lack of leadership around amalgamation of the three councils in Greater Wellington. It must happen, but must reduce overall rates, not cost more on rates. Remember, tick vote for Loon, Masterton District Councillor at large.
My name is Tony Harwood, and it's a great honour to stand for the Masterton District Council as an at-large candidate. First and foremost, we need a united Masterton District Council focusing on the ratepayers, the community and the long-term future. A cohesive council will achieve so much more. We need to get on top of our debt being forecasted by 2028. The pre-election report shows debt at 100 million plus. Interest alone in 2028 is 6 million. My question is, why? Debt is debt and someone has to pay for it. Being debt laden for many years to come is just not aspirational at all. We should not accept rate increases each year as the norm. On top of this, I'll strongly advocate for our sporting clubs, our arts, tourism and projects which increase our economic growth. Amalgamation is both sensible and logical. Masterton and the Wairarapa is in my blood, born and bred. I have a very strong business background with 11 years as a chief executive. I do not believe we should focus on the challenges. We need to focus on the opportunities without burdening the ratepayers. If elected, expect a very different approach to how we debate and make decisions. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jo Hayes, former Council iwi representative, and I'm standing for the at-large ward. I focus on three areas key to Council work: infrastructure, growth and economic development. Infrastructure is vital. We need reliable access in and out of Masterton by road, rail or air. We must also be water resilient. That means secure access to fresh potable water, effective stormwater systems, safe sewerage systems and strong underground pipes. So when you turn on the tap or flush the toilet, everything works, even after a heavy downpour. Next is growth. The 2023 census told us our population had grown by 20%. It's still growing today. More people mean we need more homes, and that means a larger ratepayer base. Now that's got to be good news. And finally, economic development. Our agriculture sector remains strong. We now need to get in behind our small and medium businesses so they can thrive too. With a strong economy, we can do so much more. So back me. I'm putting community first, and that includes our Māori ward. I have vision. I keep myself informed. I'm unafraid to make hard calls, and I listen.
My name is David Holmes, and I am standing in the at-large ward. Masterton's growing population, commercial businesses, forestry and farming are leading the way. By purchasing more land at Kaituna adjacent to the water treatment plant, Council has committed Masterton to more water security. Council has allocated money for this project, and I'll ensure this happens to provide Masterton, Memorial and Henley Lakes with consistent water in summer with no more restrictions. I am Regional Chair of the Wairarapa Water Resilience Governance Group, and water storage is my priority. Amalgamation will happen. It is better for us to take this process forward under our own terms and not be told by government. We need to work on a more equitable rate structure, especially the rural roading rate, where we have heavy trucks competing with our day-to-day community. My experience on the Rumahunga Waitua and many river and farming community associations has given me invaluable knowledge to help take Masterton forward. Masterton's challenge will be keeping up with infrastructure and services. We need to encourage business here, not chase it away. I have been a committed councillor for some time. I give the role 100%. It's not just a Wednesday job. I'm always accessible and have helped many people solve their problems.
Hi, my name is Drew Huller and I'm running as councillor for the Masterton District Council. I was born in Hastings, but I've lived in Masterton since I was 4 years old. My work experience is as a stock manager for McDonald's Masterton, so I'm used to sticking to set budgets. Being a manager there has also given me experience running a team of people and working under pressure, so transferring those skills towards a council won't be difficult. I'm running because I believe that there should be more youthful voices involved in local government, especially since we are doing a lot of long-term planning. I believe that one of the issues that we will be facing is investment in local infrastructure, such as car parking in the Masterton CBD, and we may look into more options into traffic decongestion. Thank you.
Kia ora, I'm Stella Lennox and I'm standing for Mayor and Council at Large Ward. As Mayor, my first priority will be bringing the new Council together as a strong, cohesive team.
The early weeks set the tone for the next 3 years, so we must build trust, clarity and a shared purpose from the start. I'll ensure we set a clear vision for Masterton, agree on priorities and make sure every councillor knows their role. A united council means better decisions, stronger advocacy and faster results. We need to focus on smarter spending and revenue growth by finding efficiencies and investigating investment opportunities for our ratepayers. We need to keep the foot on the pedal around water storage and resilience. This is imperative for our district's sustainability and growth. And looking at fair eroding rates for rural ratepayers, especially in high-impact areas like forestry. Whilst working towards a unified region is a conversation we need to have early in the new term with our neighbouring councils. Look, I'm a proven doer with business ownership and experience in construction, marketing and management. I've skills and experience for the job. I've led high-performing teams and a very successful board at Lakeview School. And as a current elected councillor, I'm ready to get stuck in. I bring fresh energy, practical experience and a track record of delivering results. Water resilience and rates affordability, yes, they are big, I get it, but who represents our community around the table is just as big. We need a diverse, progressive council with varied skills and experience, so please, get out and vote this election.
Kia ora, I'm Hayden Chesky, standing for Masterton District Council. I stand for building a strong, resilient and future-focused Masterton. My top priorities are clear. Invest in smart infrastructure, protect our natural environment and make Masterton a great place to live, work and play. I'm right for the role because I bring proven leadership, governance and a problem-solving mindset. The biggest challenge facing Masterton is keeping it affordable while managing growth, and I am ready to lead that change.
Kia ora, I'm Chris Peters, standing at large. Reputable global surveys show that 80 to 90% of people the world over believe in human-caused climate change and want their governments and councils to do more about it. Climate change and the associated risks to our environment with the polycrisis is what keeps me awake at night. So I decided that instead of reading and worrying about it at home, I should try and do something to encourage the uptake of climate adaptation actions in my community. This is not all about doom and gloom. There will be opportunities, new jobs, better lives everywhere in that unavoidable transition to a low carbon economy. Particularly so in communities that are onto it and have entrepreneurial future focused leadership from council. I was on council for some 25 years, so know how it runs and can be relied upon to make sensible decisions on those contentious matters that are the everyday stuff of a council. The town hall, three waters, amalgamation matters. I'd like to also nudge the council to look into things like the planting of more trees in town to offset the heat island effect, putting solar panels on the roof of the rec centre, daylighting streams, rewilding some park and public land, and supporting the electrification of everything, as Queenstown Council are doing. That would certainly help families cope with the cost of living crisis. So that's me. Thank you.
Okay, and those are our at-large candidates. As I mentioned previously, everyone will vote in the at-large ward. And now we finally will have our two candidates who are standing in the Māori ward. Now, as you may be able to tell by the name, you will vote for these candidates if you are enrolled on the Māori electoral roll.
Kia ora, ko Wairika Collings tōku ingoa. I am standing for Mayor and the Whakaoriori Māori Ward. One of my top priorities is the retention of the Māori Ward as a matter of partnership through Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Beyond that, we need sharp new vision. We are living in challenging times and we feel the pinch of poor historical decisions. That type of decision making needs to stop. We need bold, future-focused leadership that embraces digital innovation, harnesses the power of AI to strengthen our connectability. Next, we need to grow our people through education, internships, employment, and give our young people a reason to stay. To do that, we need big business, and our town must be ready for investment. And tourism that uses marae to host manuhiri, promote our kapahaka industry, beautiful beaches and farmlands. I see a thriving town and remote working hub so our people choose to stay and work here while enjoying free town Wi-Fi with leadership who checks in and follows up. I am fresh and sharp with the added benefit of bicultural lived experience. This is absolutely the game change we need. I am a mum of 5 children focused on the future, a daughter of an ageing mother focused on kaumātua and elderly, and I am the median age of all our people. So I am perfectly positioned at the heart of our town. I will create intergenerational prosperity and growth. Partner with me and let's transform together.
Kia ora, I'm Nara Matuta and I'm standing again for the Māori Ward. I'm grateful to have had the opportunity and experience of being the first Māori Ward councillor. I was born in Masterton and attended Wairarapa College, where I was appointed a prefect. I went on to become a teacher and returned as principal of Masterton East School. As part of the Treaty Settlement Negotiations Team, I helped bring approximately $170 million into the community to help grow our people. There's a lot that the council needs to focus on in the next triennium. Local water done well, amalgamation, economic development, housing. There'll be a lot to discuss, learn and debate, and I'm fortunate to have already been part of these discussions. So why vote for me? Well, I have experience. I work for our people. Currently, I am part of an Otago University research team and was instrumental in getting rongo practices offered to patients in hospital. I've established Wairarapa Tangata Whaikaha Disability Rōpū. The greatest challenge for Masterton is to vote for the continuation of a Māori ward. It is one way that we can meet our Treaty of Waitangi obligations. We do not require a referendum for other wards, and the same should be for Māori wards.
Okay, and those are the candidates for the Māori ward. As I mentioned earlier, if you are on the Māori roll, then you will be able to vote for those candidates. So, coming on to voting, you are not far away from getting your papers. They will start arriving from the 9th of September, which is next Tuesday. And if you haven't received them by the 22nd of September, then you will need to come and see us because your papers have not been delivered to your address. And that could be for many reasons. Perhaps you didn't change your enrolment in time. Perhaps they have just been lost in the mail. If you don't have them by the 22nd of September, we would ask that you come and see us and we can help you make a special vote. So special voting is really easy. It takes about 15 minutes. You just need to pop in and see us at Waiata House where we can take you through the process. So once you receive your voting pack in the mail or you come in and make a special vote, the next steps are to make your decision and mark your voting papers clearly. You don't have to vote for, there are 4 vacancies available in a ward. You don't have to vote for 4 people. You can just vote for the people that you want to vote for. So you fill those out clearly, and that's with a tick. We don't use the STV voting system here, so there's no numbers, there's no ordering people. It's just a simple tick. So once you've marked your papers, you then need to return your vote, and there are 2 ways to do that. So you can post it back. There's no stamp required. You will get a return envelope in your voting pack. This can go into a post box. Those in Masterton are located outside the Opaki Dairy, outside the Reynolds Street Dairy, at Paper Plus, the post shop in Queen Street, and at the Kurupuni post shop. they need to go in the mail by the 7th of October in order to guarantee that they make it to the count. So if it's after the 7th of October, you'll definitely need to put them into one of our orange ballot bins, but you can also do that at any point. So what we've tried to do is put these bins in as many places that people might be visiting frequently and regularly. So it's really easy if it's, you know, sitting on the passenger seat of your car to just pick it up and take it in with you when you're doing your shop, or perhaps you're going to Mitre 10 or to the warehouse. We have 9 locations, which I will read now. And we'd just really like to say a big thank you to the private businesses who have said yes to hosting a bin. We really appreciate it, and it's great that our community will have more opportunities to drop their votes back. So where can you vote? You will be able to vote at Waiata House. You'll be able to vote at the Customer Service Centre, that's 161 Queen Street, at the Marsden District Library, 54 Queen Street. You can vote at New World Supermarket, you can vote at Woolworths Supermarket, you can vote at Mitre 10 Mega. There will be a voting bin at The Warehouse, at Solway Supermarket, just next to Harvey Norman, and at the Trust House Recreation Centre, so at the pool facility. So those are the locations of our orange voting bins. They'll be hard to miss. They are covered in spotty stickers. They'll have a sign on the top that says vote here and a slot, and all you need to do is pop your completed voting papers in there, and they will get counted and sent to the election people who will do all the tallying. You need to, as I said, if you're posting it, do it by the 7th of October. If you're going to put it in a bin, you need to do that before 12 noon on the 11th of October, which is a Saturday. So that is the final time, and we have people sometimes racing in at the last minute. We would encourage you not to leave it too late, but 12 noon on Saturday, the 11th of October, will be your final opportunity to vote. Now, obviously, I have read those off in a list. Those locations will be available. We are printing a map in the local paper this Thursday. We will also be providing a digital map on our Discover Whakaoriori app. So you can download that for free, and you'll be able to find an interactive map with all of those locations. In that map, you'll also find extra accessibility information. So if you would like to know if there are mobility parks, if you'd like to know what the access in terms of steps or ramps might be, if you'd like to know if there are receptionists who can answer questions, if there are places to sit down, all of that information is in there, along with photos that will help you with wayfinding and finding the bin. So you can download the app. That information will also all be available in a very plain Word document that you can download from our website. So all of this will also get emailed. So anyone who's on our news list or on our Have Your Say list will get an email with all of these instructions. So if you're not on our email list, I'd encourage you to sign up. We try not to send anything spammy, and you get to opt in for the things that you're interested in hearing about. So you can go to our website in the Contact Us section. There is a page called Get Emails from Council, where you can sign up to receive what you're interested in hearing about. And along with that, if you are an email subscriber, you are automatically in the draw every month to win 3 packets of rubbish bags. So we draw that at the end of every month, and we'll send you an email to let you know if you're our winner. So yeah, we would encourage you to sign up so you can get that information directly into your inbox and decide what you want to do with it. Some quick questions that you might have. As I addressed before, if you didn't get a pack, you can make a special vote. It's really easy. There will also be QR codes on all of the ballot bins that you can scan that will give you the information about how to do that. If you need a replacement pack, perhaps yours got damaged, it got rained on, whatever happened to it, you need a replacement, we can also do that. Just come and see us. And if you want to check if you're enrolled, you can check on vote.nz. It's not too late. You can still enroll to vote. And if you have any other questions, we would encourage you to call us, visit the website, send us an email, get in touch with us. We're happy to answer any questions you may have. And we would leave you with the missive to drop it, post it, just don't miss it, the 11th of October. And if you found value and interest in our candidate videos, then I would really encourage you as well to share them with your friends, pass the link on, put it in your group chats, talk about it at the potluck, and let people know so that we can have an awesome turnout. I'll let you know briefly the numbers. Last election, we had 46.68% of our votes returned, the number of people who are eligible to vote. That's the percentage that did. That's 9,400 votes. So I would love to see us blow that out of the water this year. So those are our candidate videos. You can watch them again on our YouTube or on our website anytime. And yeah, I would encourage you to spread the word and get out and vote, and look out for those voting papers on the 9th of September. Kia ora.